Boisai, our limud of Hilchas Lashon Hara from the Chofetz Chaim is the schus refuah of the refuah shlema of Yosef Dov ben Chai Labasach Shai Chai Yisrael. So, in the next section, we're in Klal Zayin of Hilchas Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about three categories that we learned about in Hilchas Eidus, which are well known, and how they apply to Hilchas Lashon Hara. So we'll probably deal with each one of them in the next 3 days. The first one is something called Mehemon Kibay Trey, which means that I believe him so absolutely. He's such a trustworthy person. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky would tell me Lashon Hara, yeah, then I would believe it. I would say there's no way that he'd be telling me unless it was Mutta al pi halacha and it was absolutely true and it was verified and it was etc. etc. So sometimes Mehemon Kibay Trey means that I believe this person as much as two Edim giving Edus in a Bezdin, where the halacha says, the Posuk says, al pi shnayim Edim yokum dovo, that providing we've cross examined them, we find their Edus is emes, then we have to believe them. So Huadin, there's a concept of Mehemon Kibay Trey that somebody, for instance, we discussed this quite recently, for instance, if you have a heter to speak Lashon Hara to, let's say, to tell a Rov, because the person won't listen, he won't take any Toichocha from me, but he might take it from his Rov. Then the problem is that I decide that the only way in which I can bring him back to the right derech is if I speak to his rabbi, and his rabbi speaks to him, and his rabbi has influence over him. Problem is, why should the rabbi believe me? I'm an Eid Echot, and I'm not in Bezdin. So therefore, why should he believe me? Yeah, that on what I'm telling him, in order that he should then take it further and speak to the person I'm speaking about. So the halacha is that I can only speak to the rabbi if I am Mehemon Kibay Trey, if he would absolutely believe me, if he would trust me absolutely, that I wouldn't dare tell him a word of exaggeration or a word of untruth or a word of inaccuracy, and everything that I'm telling him is 100% emes lamitoi. And only if I have that relationship with the rabbi can I go and speak to him and tell him, please, Pliny doesn't accept Toichocha, maybe you can speak to him. But if the rabbi doesn't, if I'm just nobody, right? I'm just phoning up his rabbi and he's never heard of me beforehand, and I want to go to Elstree and speak to the rabbi there about somebody in his community, yeah, then he's got no reason to believe me, and he's not even allowed to believe me. And therefore, it won't help. So that's the concept of Mehemon Kibay Trey. No one could be 100%.
No, you can't know.
I could be 100% if I saw something with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I saw something with my own eyes. I saw him do something.
Yeah.
And there was no logical explanation as to why it could possibly be that he did something mutter. Yeah, that he did it, yeah? I mean, you know, I saw him murder somebody.
It can still be
so unless I can prove that person's a Amalek, right, he killed somebody. Okay. Anyway, the concept of Mehemon Kibay Trey is something that we're going to examine. The other one is Masich Lefi Tumoy, when somebody says something, just a throwaway remark in the middle of a conversation, but he wasn't actually speaking about that subject. And the third one would be Devarim Nekorim, which means where there are certain indications that what he's saying is true. So later we'll deal with all of those over the next 3 days.
Start your day the Torahway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Zion Eor, 22nd day of the Omer, 15th of May, Rabbi Peretz, Goldstein, Shlita, Parshas Omer, Getting the Right Attitude. This week's Torahway is sponsored anonymously by Chus HaShvoyim V'Acharim V'Amilchumoy Shachzul L'Voltayim V'Shalom V'Mehiro.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I'd just like to say thank you to Start Your Day the Torah Way for helping me to start my day the Torah Way. I had to get up nice and early to schlep from just down the road from the rabbi in Elstree, actually, from Borenwood, where we are stationed working with Seed. Also, for this course, we're making bar mitzvah, our first bar mitzvah this Shabbos as well.
So
got my head very much involved in that, so it's nice to be able to take it out for a few moments over here. So preparing for a bar mitzvah, you know, any big event in a person's life, when there's a lot going on, there's stress. Perhaps there's little stresses, and there's things that work us up. And then sometimes, you know, you've got after the best days of your life, Then come the worst days. You know, you're on a high, and then potentially a person comes down. So the Yetzer Hara, you know, V'haster Satan Milfonenu Me'acharenu, right? So Milfonenu is Lefne'achet, and Me'acharenu is La'acharachet, and the Charotah that a person has, and about all the guilt that a person feels. But I think also we can apply that idea over here as well. When you've got a big event, something big that's happening, you get a bit stressed. There's lots to work on for it. V'haster Satan Milfonenu. Milfonenu, before that big event, get rid of the stresses, and then afterwards as well, we find ourselves on this incredible, incredible high. We can't really get much higher than that. Then, unfortunately, often very much comes that crash. V'haser satan me'acharenu. Klal Yisrael had this, you know, we have this after Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Pizas Ayam, we have this after Matan Torah with the eagle. Very, very often we find you're on a high level and then a person comes down. And the Metzias is that this is a challenge that we all face in our lives, and it's kedai to work on it. So we see there was this one guy in our parasha who had this big time. He had a really bad day. Yeah, he had a really bad day. This is the Mekalel Uwa, the Ben Ish Mitzri, the son of Shlomis Bas Divri. He had a bad day. He ended up in Mekalel Hashem Yerachim. So the parasha says, the pasuk says, Vayetze Ben Isha Yisraelis. Yeah, and the Farshim say, Vayetze. What does it mean? He went out. He went out. Vayetze. Where did he go? Yeah, so he went out, so Rashi jumps on, and he brings three pshatim, he brings the machlokas and the gemara, three shitas about where he went out from. Meheichon yotza, says Rashi, from where did he go? Reb Levi oimer me oilomai yotza, he went out of oilomai, he went out of his world. Reb Brechya oimer me parasha shalamayla yotza, he went out from whatever came before. What was the parasha before? That was the parasha of Lechem Haponim. Ligleg. He made fun. The Omar, and he said, B'yoyim HaShabbos Yarchenu. Right? The mitzvah of Lechem Haponim is you set it up. B'yoyim HaShabbos. And then it stays there the whole week. And he said, he's scoffing. He said, Derech HaMelech Lechoy Pas Chamo B'chol Yoyim. Yeah, Melech, he gets his fresh bread from Krasinski's or from wherever he's buying. Every day they bring him a nice warm fresh loaf of bread. Shema pastzei nenes shel tisha yomim bits me up. What, he's going to eat bread that's 9 days old? Stale, moldy old bread? Okay, that's the second shita, that he went out from the previous parasha, and that's what caused him to be mekalel Hashem, to curse Hashem. Umas nisa amra mi beis dinoi shel Moshe yotza, that he went out of the beis din shel Moshe. What happened? He went out mechuyev. He went out. He was chayev. He was culpable. What happened? Bo lita ohalei besoich machne don. He came to set up his tent in the Machne of Don, right? Because after all, he was Ben Isha Yisraelis, yeah, who was Shlomis Bas Divri, Lemate Don, right? So he went to go ahead, even though his father was a Mitzri, he went to go and be Noita, his oil in Machne Don. Omruloi Mativ Cholakan, what are you doing here? Well, you're not part of Machne Don. Omolahem mi Bnei Don ani. I'm from Bnei Don. Omruloi Ish al digle, but oisais leves avoisom. It goes after the father. Yeah, it goes after the father. It doesn't go after the mother. Well, Shlomis Bas Divri was from Dan, but your father was a Mitzri. You can't settle over here. You've got to go and find yourself another place. Nichnas leves dinoi shel Moshe. He went into the Beis Din of Moshe. Yeah, it seems like apparently he took the whole Shevet Dan to Beis Din. And he went to the Beis Din of Shel Moshe, v'yotza mechuyev, and he came out to mechuyev, omad v'gidef, and he stood up and he was mekalel Hashem. Okay, so we've got these three shitas over here. We've got number one, that he went out yotza me'olamai, the second that he went out of the previous parish of Lechem Haponim, and the third that he went out of the Beis Din of Moshe because of this quarrel about where he should set up his tent, and he went out and cursed Hashem. So I want to be Masbir and try to be Miyashiv these three shitas and speak about attitudes. Now, let's first discuss the second pshat. Yeah, he went out of the previous parasha, the parasha which came before, which is the parasha of Lechem Aponim. There's a posha kasha, posha to kasha that everyone should ask. Yeah, he went out of the previous parasha of Lechem Aponim. What happened, Lechem Aponim? He said, "No, well, the melech is going to eat the stale bread. Yeah, stale bread is not for a melech." Yeah, and he made fun of the Torah. Yeah, and he ended up brought into to refusing, going against the whole Torah, and ending up cursing Hashem. But the Pasha Kasha is, the Lechem Aponim, it was set up on the Shulchan, right? From Erev Shabbos, it lasted through 8-9 days. But it was fresh. It was hot. It was fresh. It was geshmak. Yeah, it stayed fresh. That whole week, it stayed fresh. At the end of the week, the Kayanim took it from the Mishmara. Yotze went along and took the bread and ate it. It would be a geshmack of bread. The Reish Lakish says in the Gemara Menachos that on the Sholish Regalim, this is the Makar for that nest, on the Sholish Regalim, they would pick up the Shulchan and they would say, Ru'u, as Klal Yisrael are coming into town, Oyle the Regal, they would lift up the Shulchan and they would say, Ru'u chibaschem lifnei amokim. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loves you guys so much. He keeps this bread. And the Gemara says, what was the chiba that we had, lifnei Hashem? Was, the Gemara explains, they're pointing out the nest of the Lechem Aponim, that it stayed fresh. So we know this bread stayed fresh. It stayed fresh. So what was the bezayin? What would be the bezayin to the melech by him eating his stale bread? So the Imre Emes says Derech Drush that Lechem Aponim, the taich of Lechem Aponim, the Lechem, the bread of faces. Lechem Aponim, what does Lechem Aponim mean? Lechem, bread of faces. So Imre Emes says, Shlomo Melech says, Kamayim Aponim, the Aponim came Lev Ha'odim with the Odim. That what you see is just a reflection of what you stand for. Yeah, if you see others, we know the Shlomo Melech means if you see in others positivity, then what you're going to get back is positivity. Yeah, you're able to find the beauty, you're able to find the gold in someone, you're able to find that nukuda toiva in a person, then that's going to be reflected in you. In fact, the first time I heard this pasuk was actually from my shadchan. Yeah, after I came back after the second date, I think it was, he said, "How did it go?" I said, "Yeah, very nice." And he said, "Ah, Kamayim upon him came Lev Ha'adam Lahu." And that is essentially, you see someone in a positive reflect, they will reflect that. They reflect that back. The Imre Emes suggests that this could be pshat in the Lechem Aponim as well. The Lechem Haponim. This Lechem has ponim. This Lechem has a face. The way that you look at this Lechem, your attitude to this Lechem, that is what will be reflected back to you. A normal person with a healthy, positive attitude will look at the Lechem Aponim and he'll say, "Ah, that's a geshmack of frische challah over here. It's a beautiful, I can smell that, it's geshmack." However, if a person is looking with that negativity, they're looking with negative eyes, then they'll see the negative. Yeah. Versteitzach, this is very, very relevant in our lives, of course, as well. To quote Rabbi Brizak, who's a mechanech, famous mechanech in Eretz Israel, it says, with positive eyes, you can positivize. With positive eyes, you can positivize. You can positivize a situation. You can positivize your children, your grandchildren, whatever age and stage you're at. With positive eyes, you're able to completely flip a situation. Yeah. With negative eyes, everything is negative. Everything is rotten. And if you see everything is rotten, then it'll be rotten back to you, right? Anyway, disclaimer, I don't think, Lemaisa, this will necessarily help with our old bagels sitting on the counter over Shabbos. Okay, they may still get a little bit stale. But But this positive attitude, that's be'etzem, that's where everything starts from. That's where that is what's going to be reflected. This Yid, the Mekalel Hashem, Hashem Yirachim, went along and he's looking with negativity. He's looking and saying, "Ech, what is this? Well, the Torah gave you this mitzvah." He's giving stale bread to the Melech. Yeah, he's looking at the lechem upon him, and what's being reflected back is a stale old loaf of bread. Then, ultimately, that negativity leads a person to being kafei tova. Yeah, a person is kafei tova because you've got a negative attitude. So everything is wrong. Nothing works. Nothing is good. This is rubbish, and that's rubbish, and that's not working out, and everything is not working out. A person is kafei tova, and he disregards all of the brachas that he has in his life. Everything is out. A Yid, we know, a Yid, Yehudi, is Al-Shem Shahida, is the Haidah, is to be Maida Al-Emes, to be Maida that I received from the Eibishter. I got something from Hashem. When a person recognizes that he got something from Hashem with a positive attitude, yeah, because this bread is Geshmak, this life is Geshmak, my relationships are Geshmak. It's hard, it's tough, but it's all Geshmak. When a person has that positivity, then everything is good. He's going to be moida to Hashem. He's going to give hodah to Hashem. But when a person is not, and he's going to be kafei tova, then that is what could potentially, Hashem Yerachim, bring a person to curse Hashem for all of the challenges and all of the difficulties and even that stale bread. So that's the second pshat. Let's go to the first pshat. He was yotza. He went out of Olamai. The Taz makes an amazing diuk. He says, Olamai. Yeah, what does this mean? Yotza, me Olamai. Yeah, he went out of his world. What does that mean, his world? He says, for Shteitzach, we're talking about Olam Haba. Yeah, he lost his Olam Haba. But he says, Olamai means it's his. And he lost it. It was his. He had a world. He had an Olam Haba, and he lost it. Every Yid, naturally, intrinsically, has a connection with Ruchnius. Every Yid has a part of the Nefesh Yehudi. Yeah, it's a part of the Nefesh Yehudi that we have. A Yiddish Neshama has an intrinsic connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The other religions out there, yeah, say Faket. They say naturally you're born as a sinner, yeah, because of the chet of Adam Arishon, yeah, or because of the chet of whatever we did to lose our schus. But etzem, we're sinners, and the only way we can then we have to work our way out of becoming sinners. We say forget. Elokai neshama shenasata be tahoi rahi. The neshama is tahoi. Our essence, our atzmius is kedusha and is tahara, and The Mishnah, in Perek Chelek says Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek LaOlam Haba. Every Yid has a Chelek to Olam Haba. Okay, then it goes on to say. So as the Mishnah goes on to say, Ve'elu she'ein lahem Chelek LaOlam Haba. Yeah. 1 second. You have a chelek to Olam Haba, but there are those who don't have a chelek to Olam Haba. What does that mean? So for Tzitzach, a person can lose their chelek. Yeah, you can lose your chelek. Yeah, but the essence is that you start off with that chelek. Now, just to take a brief interlude to do, if I can, a small pitch. My work that we're doing with seed is essentially about restoring that Masaira, the true Masaira, to thousands of families. That, unfortunately, many people have lost it. You know, many people have gone and sadly lost their chelek rachman litzlam because they've just become disconnected, or their upbringing, or their situation, or their surrounding. But we have a fundraising campaign, Sunday and Monday, so you guys can partner with us in the campaign to help us restore that Masaira. Now, we're starting with that Masaira. We start with that. We start with that chelek, that beautiful Elokai Neshama, Shenasata Bi Tahoirahi, and a person can lose that. I had a moshel to this. You get a person is given a portion of land. Yeah, you got a portion of land. That land, what can you do with that land? Yeah, let's say it's right slap bang in the middle of Golders Green High Street. Yeah, you can build sky rises. You can build a beautiful house. You can build a shul. Yeah, you can do the potential for that plot, for that property, that space over there is endless. It's incredible. You've got the land. The land is there. But then, you could let it waste. You could let it lie in ruins. You could let it go grow thorns, become a chorba, yeah, complete chorba. The potential that we have is this plot of land. We've got the plot of land. We have that spot. That chelek in Olam Haba. Yeah, my, I've got a plot of land in Olam Haba that's there waiting for me to cultivate Olam Hazeh. Yeah, in this world, this is the place to cultivate the land. Of course, we can lose that place. We can lose the opportunity that comes with it. But back to this lashon of the makalos. The makalos is yotzer me olamoi. He goes out of his world. We see this lashon. The Gemara brings this lashon of gimel devarim moitzi inesa adam in olam. Yeah, there are things which can take a person out of this world. Okay, that's. So I want to say there are many things. There are many things that are bad that may cause a person to, you know. But these three things are singled out. Yeah, kina, taiva, vakava. These three things are singled out as things which take a person out of this world. You know, why should it be these three things take a person out of this world? What does it mean taking a person out of this world? So I have a hargosha that pshat in the Gemara is that when a person has these certain attitudes, okay, which we'll explain in a moment, when a person has these certain attitudes, he can't live in the world. You just can't. You can't be in this world because you're just not comfortable in this world. You're just not happy with who you are, with where you are. You're just not in this world. These things that you can't be in your world. You can't be in this world. You're living in another world. Yeah, kinna. You're living in Yenna's world. Yeah, I want what he's got. Yeah, I'm not happy with what I've got. What I've got ain't good enough. Yeah, I want what he's got. He's got much better than me. The grass, shoo, that grass is beautiful green. Yeah. That challah is very, very fresh. Yeah? So a person lives with kinna, you're not happy in that world. You're living in Yenem's world. Taiva, a person is living with taiva in their life. I'm also not happy with what I'm constantly yearning, I'm being drawn to something else. I'm not happy with where I am. I'm not present here in the moment in my life because I'm constantly thinking, when can I get that? When can I get that? I want that. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, I'm not happy with this. I want that. And covered, chasing after covered, I'm not happy with who I am. Yeah, who I am, the respectable person, the person, whatever level that I've attained in my life, I'm not happy with that. I want people to give me, yeah, I want to be someone else. I want people to recognize me as being someone else. I need covered. I need to be elevated. All three of these things, they disconnect a person from themselves. They disconnect themselves from themselves, from who they are, from their world. These gimel dvarim amoitzi in esa odom in ha'olam, me olamoi, from his world. Because these three things are complete disconnect. These three things say, don't be who you are. Don't be comfortable with where you are. Don't be who you are. You're not in your world because you are in someone else's world. You are in some other world looking for something else, or you are not comfortable with who you are. And when a person is disconnected from who they are, I am, from my moment, from where I am right now, you're disconnected from yourself, you're disconnected from the source. You're disconnected from the shoresh, from the root, from the source of everything. You're disconnected from the Eibishter. You're disconnected from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And that disconnect that we have, that a person can experience from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, will lead a person, Rechman Litzlan, to be Mekalo. Yeah, to say, what, why Hashem, you didn't give me anything because you gave him more. Yeah, you didn't give me anything because I want that. Hashem, you didn't give me anything because who am I? Yeah, no one really recognizes me for who I am or for whatever I've accomplished, whatever I've achieved, because I wasn't covered. So these Gimel Devarim over here are Moitzin Asar Adam Min HaOlam. And perhaps this is Pshat, that he was Yotze Mei Olamai. Yeah, that the Mekala was Yotze Mei Olamai. He drove himself out of his world because he just wasn't comfortable in his world, which led him to be Mekala. It led him to be Mekala Hashem, to curse Hashem from there. So, Be'etem, we see these two shitas over here. We're talking about attitudes. Yeah, we're talking about a positive attitude. We've got the attitude that we have to the Lechem Aponim. Is it geschmack? Is it delicious? Is it positive? Positive eyes, we can positive eyes. Is it fantastic? Is life amazing? Then I'm going to see the amazingness. If not, then I'm going to see everything is ruined. Everything is klala. Yeah. And with these attitudes that we have in your life, am I comfortable with who I am? Am I happy with where I am? Am I happy with what I've got? Those are these positive attitudes. The final pshat that we have is that he was Yotze mibeis dinoi shel Moshe. He went out of the beis din of Moshe. Yeah? Why? What happened? He was Yotze mibeis dinoi shel Moshe. Why? He went along and he said, I want to set up over there. That's where I am. That is who I am. That's who I identify as. I want to be Shevet Dan. I feel like that's my makom. That's him. It wasn't his makom. It wasn't his makom. Yeah, that wasn't the right makom for him. But he said, no, that's my makom. Again, we see these negative attitudes. A person in his life needs to find their makom. We need to find our place. We need to find out the place where we can flourish, the place where we can thrive, the place where we can build and we can grow into becoming the best possible Yidden that we can be. We have this Elokeinu Shomer Shemasalta B'Tahoirihi. We've got this Tahor, this beautiful, perfect Chelek and Olam Haba. We've got this plot of land which is just waiting for us to cultivate and waiting for us to grow. Yeah, and it's our plot of land, and no one can take away that plot of land from us. Yeah, no one can, and no one needs, and we don't need any other plot of land because that is our plot of land. That plot of land that we're building in our lives through our positive attitudes, through our Torah, and through our mitzvahs that we're doing. That is the way to be earning our Olam. It's the way to earn our world in Olam Haba. It's the way to be comfortable with where we are in this world. And it's the way to find our makom, to find our place in this world that we can thrive and we can flourish. The negative attitudes, they creep in. Yeah, we have these negative attitudes creep in. They go in there, you know, especially you come down from a high, and then it comes and never... Was the bar mitzvah this? Was it that? Did we invite the right people? Was the food right? Was it that? In any area of our lives, you come down from that high, we have a tendency to sink down. But with positive eyes, we can positive eyes. With focusing on the positivity, then we will come to... Instead of being mekalel Hashem with these negative attitudes, we'll come to be mevarech Hashem. We'll come to give hodah and shevach and praise to Hashem Yisbarach al kol hatoiva on every single thing, every single moment a person has an opportunity in their life to recognize everything that we got, all of the gifts, all of the brachas that we get from Hashem. But as a Hashem, we should be able to tap into these positive attitudes. And come to bless Hashem and thank Hashem for everything that He does for us in our lives. Shkayach. 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 Shkayach.